It's 93.3 KDKB live backstage, the 40th anniversary concert celebration with a band celebrating their 30th anniversary. Who would have thought, Vince Neil, as you join us here, 30 years later, you would still be on top of the game?
I would have said you're crazy. I mean, when you say 30 years, it's like, man, that's a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, I've known these guys, and we've known each other for longer than we've been through, you know, marriages and everything. You know, I mean, we only really know our, you know, moms and dads and brothers and sisters, you know, other than these guys.
It's amazing how things changed. Back in the day in 81, there was, you know, just the four of you in one little truck or in a hotel or in a thing. Now you've got these four, you know, like wings of the backstage area. You all have your own pre-concert ritual. You have the demands of signing, what's that look like, about 100 drum heads?
Something like that. It's like every day it just never ends.
What would you do with the other 23 hours anyway?
Yeah, yeah, you know it, huh?
No, absolutely. So why now with Poison? I mean, everybody has been talking to Nicky about this, and obviously the drama that has been through the press. Why now to decide for Motley and Poison?
Well, you know, we put it up to the fans. We just said, who do you want to see us out on tour with this year? And it came back, you know, Poison. You know, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary, which is a milestone in itself.
Sure.
And yeah, it's a good package, you know, for the fans. So, and it's this whole thing is all about the fans.
And then the Dolls, how does that get in? How do they get involved? Well, they kick the whole thing off.
Yeah, I mean, they were, you know, one of our biggest influences. You know, when Motley Crue started up, you know, we were all Doll fans. And, you know, with their style, and you can really kind of see, if you look at them, like in the mid-late 70s, you know, you see a lot of Motley Crue in there.
Do you... at this point, is there a band that you, as Motley Crue, would like to go out and tour with that you haven't been to? Because you can pretty much take your pick at this point, right?
To tour with us?
Who is it that you would love to go and play with that you've never had a chance to play with?
We've kind of played with everybody, you know? I mean, that's a tough one. Because all the bands that I would say, yeah, let's go play with, we've already played with them. You know, we've opened for the Stones, you know, played with AC/DC, Van Halen. You know, Scorpions. I think we're, you know, we're really happy. We're actually going out and playing with Def Leppard in Europe in December, which is going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
My experience with Motley is August 3rd, 1985, Manning Bowl, Lynn, Massachusetts. You're playing with Helix.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Helix, Accept, and Y&T. Helix doesn't show up. And you guys, like we played an extra long set and just trashed the place. This is 1985. Now, so many years later, you're still out there, but you're not really trashing things anyway the way you used to.
No. I mean, we actually learned that you actually have to pay for things after you trash them.
Oh, the artist chargeback bill.
That's right. Yeah, when you come back and you go, yeah, you trashed this dressing room. You have to pay for this furniture because, you know, by the end of the tour, you're like, how come I didn't get paid?
You're eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Do you want to go in? Well, you ask these bands, and like Lars from Metallica, not to name drops, like, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's a big deal or not if we go in, but secretly,
I think it's a big deal, you know, it's huge, you know, we've been eligible for like 5 years now, and, you know, if we ever get in, I think it'd be great, you know, I hopefully we'll still be alive when we're inducted.
What's up with the movie?
I have no idea.
Really? Is it going to happen?
I really have no idea. I hear rumors that it's happening, but they're mainly just rumors. I really don't know. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, whatever.
What's left for you to accomplish, whether it be Motley Crue or on your own? I mean, any interest in getting back in the racing or any of that stuff?
No. I just love touring, you know, because when Motley doesn't tour, you know, I tour with my solo band. So I haven't stopped since, I think, 2003 was like my last like kind of vacation.
You ready for another one?
No, because as soon as the Motley thing's done and like end of 2012, it's probably going to last that long. You know, the guys will take 2013 off, but I'll stay on tour and put out another solo record and then wait till the following year when Motley goes back out again.
And that's the plan. You guys do plan to go out again?
Oh, yeah.
Will Mick be all right? I mean, and we know that he's got some health issues.
No, Mick's had health issues for, you know, many, many years. And if you watch him, like, you know, tonight, you'll see that he's playing great. He's moving great. You know, he's finally on like the right medication. You know, that was his problem for a long time. But, you know, we did Crew Fest 1 in 08 and Crew Fest 2 in 09. you know, he was rocking them.
How amazing is it for you to have been at the top of the game back in the day, and then everybody said Motley and Poison and the Dolls, and that music was sort of out of fashion, but yet 30 years later, here you stand headlining a big place while those bands that allegedly replaced you are either gone or playing, you know, county fairs.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, we've been lucky that the band has been viable for all these years, and you know, our fans, if you look out there, it's not just the fans that grew up with us. You know, we've really gotten like multi-generational. You'll see there's like, you know, a lot of, you know, young kids, you know, 10, 12 years old, and even little kids like 5, 6 years old on their parents' shoulders. And, you know, you have a guy with a suit standing next to a biker guy. You know, it's like it's everything and in between.
Well, congratulations on 30 years. Hopefully you'll get the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when the time comes again, when they smarten up and start inducting real bands into the
yeah,
Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
And thank you for taking time out. Vince Neil, legendary vocalist for a legendary band, playing our 40th anniversary show here at the Ashley Furniture Home Store Pavilion, corporately named
Amphitheater. Wow, there you go. That's a mouthful.
There you go. Vince, thanks for taking time, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. You got it, man.
Thank you, brother.